From the snowy peaks of the Rocky Mountains, through the harsh Colombian jungle, and all over the damn American South, this is Extra Life Radio. I'm listening to Extra Life Radio. Birds are singing. The sun is shining. I have a pretty bow in my hair. And I feel as pretty as a little girl.
Hi there. Thanks for joining me.
I'm Willie West, and you listen to Extra Light Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome back to Extra Life Radio. If you're listening for the first time, I feel super bad for you. This is show 100. 100 episodes of Extra Life Radio have come and gone. Well, let's see, 99 have come and gone, but 100 is now starting. And boy, do we have a weird show today. Again, this is not going to be like your typical ELR, although maybe it will be, I don't know. But it feels different already to me. And it should be good times though. So strap in and enjoy, because we have a very interesting program scheduled for you this evening. It is Sunday night, August 6th, 2006. We're recording this early because I will be out of town Tuesday. Let's welcome the regulars. On show 100, we have with us, starting with Brian from MissionDeep.com, we have Brian from MissionDeep.com.
What's up, what's up?
Yo, yo, G, what up? Yo!
What's up?
Skizzy and the Rizzy. we have rotating.
Oh, can't believe.
We have rotating.
I cannot believe I have been on this show for this long.
Dude, we all didn't know it would last this long, did we? Well, we'll get into that in a minute.
I figured about four episodes into it.
Looks like we made it.
We made it.
Yeah, I know.
Rotating left from Brian is Andrew from theinstance.net. Andrew, hello.
Hey.
How's it going?
It's going good.
That's great. Welcome to show 100. And rotating right from him would be Obsidian from the fine little town known as Columbia.
Scott, hello? Scott, no. If you rotated left from Brian and that gave you Andrew, and then you left, and you rotated right from Andrew, that would take you back to Brian.
To Brian, yeah.
Dude, I'm a regular Galileo.
No, subconsciously, he's telling you how he feels about you there.
Subconsciously?
Yep. Hey, you know what? That's a triple word score if you play it just right.
That's true. Of course, Obsidian can be found at commissioncomic.com. And again, if you're joining us for the first time, make sure you check out all these sites. You won't regret it. All right, guys.
No, you won't.
It's freaking show 100. Right up front, I should say, I really actually didn't know when we started this. And we started the group format about show 20, I think.
20 when we started this group, all we needed was a couple laughs. Years gone by, I say we kick some ass.
Oh, my gosh. You're freaking out already.
Come on, what song is that? What song is that?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't know.
Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
Oh,
all right. Well, yeah, the inflection just wasn't there. Elevator music.
Hold on. I'm channeling the ghost of Mick Mars. Hold on a minute. Wait, he's not dead, is he? Anyway.
He might be.
Was he the bassist? Was he the bassist? He was the ugly guy, right?
He's dead in the public's eye.
He is dead in the public's eye. I love those guys in back in the day. All the makeup and stuff. It was great. Anyway, we digress. So show 100, this is just weird because back then I don't really know that we all thought it would go this long. That was forever ago.
That's what she said. Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Gotta throw one of those in right up early.
Yep.
Obsidian, what are your thoughts? Are you surprised we made it to show 100? Or do you think we ought to just blow up now in a huge explosion of guts?
No, Scott, actually, I predicted this.
Shut up.
I knew all along. Actually, I know what's going to happen for the next 100 shows.
You do?
Each and every one, yeah.
When does Dean Cain finally come on?
Well, Dean Cain comes on. He comes on in one of the next 1,000 shows.
Oh, man.
To make it 1,000, he better
they actually, come on. What was funny is they actually ragged on Dean Cain on an episode of X-Play today.
Oh, good. Oh, really?
That I saw. It was funny because they were talking about horrible video games, and they mentioned the Superman game. And then they showed a shot of Dean Cain in his Superman outfit, and they're like, it's a shame that Dean Cain won't see these bad games. We miss you so. Like he was dead or something.
Well, let me say this. Happy birthday to Dean Cain. His birthday was on the 31st of last month, yep. Which was just a few days ago. Yeah. Sweet. So he celebrated his mystery birthday. I don't know how old he is. 30-something, 37 or something. He's almost as old as me.
He's in his prime.
Or he's as
almost
old as me.
Almost as old as you?
He's as old as me. So good job there, Dean Cain. Way to be born on whatever day that was. Good job.
Well, you know, it's not the year of the car. It's the mileage.
Yeah.
This is correct. Okay, before we go any further, I have some business to sweep under the rug. Or get out of the way.
Sweep under the rug. He's trying to keep it all quiet.
Keep it on the down low.
So we'll pause now.
We have some actually really cool giveaways happening today that nobody knows about. This is all a big surprise. And we are going to give a random giveaway to two different people tonight.
We're not giving Obsidian away. I'm telling you.
Both of these gifts are worth $50, so it wouldn't be Obsidian. Yeah. He's worth like $14.82. We are going to do this first, though.
But
we
that's
had a,
not pesos.
No, that is not pesos. Think of Zen. No. What do they call it in Japan? Not Zen. What's wrong with me? Len?
Yen?
Zen?
Yen.
All the Japanese deal with Zen.
Yeah.
They all deal with Zen, and they got the yin yang on there.
Yeah, way to go, Scott.
A cup of coffee is like 40,000 Zen. But anyway, hold on, let me grab it. We are giving away, first of all, the contest for the MyDrawings.com contest. I keep forgetting to announce this. We're going to go ahead and announce the winner today. And the winner of that contest, what they had to do is draw the best thing on MyDrawings.com, submit it to us. We judged them. He came back, and we got
judged you.
The best by far was a collection of drawings sent in by M80, who I think is in the chat room tonight. The guy is insane, and he wins the prize, which is this Kill Bill old man trainer guy. I forgot his name. It's over there. I can't see it. But anyway, that'll be on your way to you, M80, but I need your personal info, so send it on in an email, won't you? MyExtraLife@gmail.com.
Scott wants personal info.
I want to bring this up. I was looking at some of your old photos on your Flickr account, Scott, the other day.
Yes.
Because, you know, I was lonely, and I sleep better after seeing pictures of you. And I think you need to do some more toilet lids, dude.
I've got one in the works.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
I'll sell you mine off the wall.
Oh, will you now? You're just right sick of looking at that thing. No, I'm going to. I've got one more in the works. I've got some other ideas planned. And by the way, thanks to all the great feedback for those who enjoyed the first installment of the ELR minicasts, which are going to be more of an official thing happening in between regular group shows. Apparently people think I'm a little nuts on the whole catch-up deal. But
ketchup.
If you haven't heard it, just check out the archive for the show just before this one, and you can check it out. So good job, M80. Congrats on winning that. We'll get that out to you right away. Also today, to
did he win again?
He won the Kill Bill. Hold on. What's its name?
Brian wasn't paying attention.
Well, I heard him say something about Kill Bill, and I thought he was talking about the artwork.
You got busted.
Kill Bill something or other, old man, head missing. It's that weird-looking old like mage trainer guy.
It's Pai Mei.
There he is. Pai Mei. I found it. Pai Mei.
Is it a toy?
It's a big figurine, like kind of this really nice, detailed sort of McFarlane Toys-looking thing.
Oh, okay, cool. Where did you get the figurine from?
From YouBuyNow.com.
He stole it.
So that's coming to you. Look forward to that. Speaking of YouBuyNow.com, we are giving away tonight to a listener at random. Someone, they could be in the chat room, could be an email I got. I put all your names in a big pile. Someone gets a $50 gift certificate to YouBuyNow.com tonight.
Awesome.
50 bones.
And then Scott's going to get naked, and he's going to rub some of that glue stick in one spot of his body, and he's going to roll all over the floor until one of the names is picked up, right?
Now, Andrew, you sound like Brian all of a sudden. What's going on over there?
You know what would be funny? That would be funny if videotape that and then peeled it off.
You at least have some biker shorts.
You got like biker shorts on, and he's got like a gimp mask, and you roll around in all the names, and whatever name sticks to you is the one who wins.
No, but it's not whatever name sticks to him, because we all know Scott is pretty large.
So. Oh, dude.
So we'd be talking about a lot of stuff sticking there. But it's not what sticks to him, it's what sticks to him where.
You make it sound like I'm some big fat guy or something. Like some
Scott
big lard butt.
You are.
Scott rolls around and it's like, guess what? We've got 80 winners tonight.
And that's just on the left butt cheek.
I know it. 10. I know it. 10 in my butt crack.
I ain't getting those. Okay, so look at this. We are also giving away tonight from another sponsor of Extra Life a brand new limited edition, only two will ever be made, of the Zitaphone.
Only two?
It's a gold edition. It's actually gold colored. The gold edition of the Zitaphone Skype phone. This works with Skype, sweet, MSN, and Yahoo Messenger, as well as Gizmo coming up here soon, and that'll, you know, of course, update it.
Is this real gold, or is it?
It's not real gold. It's just gold.
It's pirate's gold.
It's brushed. It's brushed aluminum gold, and it is.
You might as well just said that you spray painted it.
It's gold, Jerry. Gold.
It's gold, Jerry. Gold. But it's really easy to use. Awesome, cool thing. Works great with Skype. I use one at work all the time now for
and
every call I make.
It's officially Scott's worst picture ever.
This is true. That photo on the blog is
the website.
That'll haunt me forever, actually. But anyway,
inside baseball.
All you need is a USB port and a Windows PC, and boom, you got it. $50 value. These go for $49.95. You can learn more at Zitaphone.com, Zitaphone.com, and we will be giving this away tonight as well to one lucky listener. All righty. Have we done what we needed to do?
Oh, I want to give a shout-out.
Okay, go ahead. What?
I want to give a shout-out real quick. Last couple episodes of Jawbone Radio I've gotten hooked on.
Yeah.
And I think us collectively need to rise up against Len and his down with the clown making up the sayings.
Yeah, Len, if you're listening to this, by the way, this is everyone loves it when I say inside baseball. This is definitely inside baseball. It's actually inside baseball.
Inside baseball was something with your wife.
Oh, yeah. Len, if you're listening, that is the most terrible saying in the history of the world.
No, wait, Scott, it isn't, because he just created a new one called Mad as Bees in a Basket or something.
Oh, that's terrible. Len from Jawbone, of course, is a frequent guest on our show and a good friend of the program. And Len, if you're out there, kiss my butt. All right, so let's move on to this. I wanted to give some credit to a listener, Rob, R-O-B-B, who gave me the Call of Duty game for the 360 for free!
As opposed to Rob XYWQS? How else do you spell Rob?
Well, I don't know.
Well, he did say R-O-B-B, so, I mean, you got to say it a little longer. It's like Rob.
Rob.
As opposed to R-O-B, which is Rob.
Yeah.
B-b-b- so there's a difference there.
You're lucky you don't live right next to me, Brian.
Thanks,
aren't
Rob.
We all?
All right, now, to start the show off, one of the things we wanted to do is showcase some of the history of the show. Now, I know you guys don't remember this probably too well, but the first show we did, I mean, it was prehistoric. We were doing this way back when we were simply cavemen. We haven't even learned how to articulate English or Spanish even yet. And so we took a clip from that show.
Yeah, most of you haven't learned Spanish yet.
we took a clip from that show and thought we'd play it here so we could have a little reminiscence about show number one of our group format. Here it is. All right, that was just
it's just heartwarming. You know, we just don't do any shows like that anymore. We should get back to the basics.
Yeah,
I don't know. I had to use a lot of cough drops back then. I don't.
Well, there was also a fifth person back then, but I think the T-Rex ate him.
Yeah, I think he lost him that day. He mentioned Dean Cain, and that was it. He was out. But that was our first show. It's kind of a look back. But, you know, I don't think we really started to hit our stride until, about the 40s or so. And I don't mean show number 40. I mean the 40s. This was a long time ago back when, you know, we had a lot of propaganda. And it was kind of, you know, we were kind of, I don't know. We seemed to be a little bit anti-Nazi at the time. But it was a great time. It was when radio was in its infancy. Some might say the golden age of radio. And here's a little click, a little look back at our show in the 1940s.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. This is Scott Johnson again, and we're about to listen to our crappy movie of the week. Andrew, tell us what we have today.
Well, it was filmed in 1945. It's called Zombies on Broadway. It stars Wally Brown and Bela Lugosi.
Everybody loves a good zombie flick.
Bela Lugosi.
Especially the ladies, as I understand. Speaking of dames, we have someone on with us who comes from Colombia. His name is Juanito. Juanito, tell us about your day.
Saludos, oyentes de Radio Vida Extra, allá en la tierra de Utah. Con ustedes, Sergio Antonieto de la Cruz, Juanito de Fátima.
Ah, I see. So if Hitler came there, what would you say?
Si tuviéramos un hombre de las cavernas aquí en Colombia, le diríamos lo mismo que le decimos cada vez que viene.
That's good coffee.
Ven y tómate un buen café.
I understand. So, let's talk about how the war has affected your people. Have you lost your mind? See?
See? Mister?
Pues la verdad, Scott, es que aún no me siento lo suficientemente loco.
Ah, well, a pox on your people as well. Brian?
Yes?
What is... It's my understanding that the Nazis have employed some sort of giant transforming robot. Obsidian, what are your thoughts?
I know solo Nazis. Han venido con los transformadores robot de la lejana tierra de los Estados Unidos.
That's amazing. I don't wear a diaper, but I love your thoughts anyway. Brian, what do you think about the giant transforming robots?
I think I'm scared shitless.
those right. were the good old days.
Yeah, those were the good old
memories.
Days.
Memories.
Man, I think we had...
I didn't actually know English back then.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You were called Juanito.
Yeah. It was a bit of a stretch for you, but I'll tell you, I think that was our golden age. I think that's when we really hit our stride.
Yeah.
It was back in the 40s.
Yeah.
So long,
just being black and white.
Long live the Nazi horde is all I got to say. Well, a couple of decades later, things had kind of, I don't know, slowed down a little bit, and we kind of got into the whole weed phenomenon, and we were kind of, you know, a little
phenomenon.
We really believe we were phenomenon. Well, let's put it simply, we were hippies, and we wanted that to
we
show.
We were tie-dyeing shirts,
sure.
You know,
the show had to
up our VW.
The show had to kind of reflect this change, I thought. And anyway, here's a clip. Here's a clip from 1968. Listen in.
Hey man, welcome back to the show, dude. So, like, we were just talking about how Colombia has better pot than anywhere, man.
Dude, you know the pot here is so cheap.
What's the deal, man? How come it's so much better there, man?
Well, dude, I thought we were doing the 60s. Why did we start doing Keanu Reeves?
Who's he, man? I don't think he exists yet.
I think I had a vision that he's going to be in a movie about surfing.
Whoa, you know what, guys? You know what? I just had a vision, guys. I was looking at the wall, and all of a sudden, I saw all of you, but you were all, like, in these bright colors, and surrounded by rainbows.
Whoa,
dude. I'm hungry.
No,
I got the munchies, man.
We'll save how are the graphics for next week when we have more LSD to have better graphics.
Dude, try some of these brownies my mom made.
Dude, your mom is hot.
Totally.
Hey,
wait a minute.
Our show is totally sponsored by my VW bus, man.
Dude. I thought this show was sponsored by my belly button, man.
Dude, man, dude, it's sponsored by your mom, man.
She's hot. All right, 60s are over. Holy 60s are over. Okay,
we
folks.
Had a lot of fun back then.
I really am hungry now.
Yeah,
it was
got the munchies
it
now.
Was a real chore getting O into rehab after those.
You know,
those
the
episodes.
Intervention was tough, but we made it through, and he's a better man for it. So, and the
and
problem is
to Scott's mom.
Yeah, she's hot
for all the brownies she baked us.
It was your mom, dude. That's how stoned you were. You don't even know who mom it was. And Obsidian seemed very concerned. That only thing that was really great about the pot grown in Colombia was the price. That it was cheap.
It was cheap.
It was the cheapest.
All right. Well, we moved on. In about 2004, this is a big jump forward. He had to kind of recover. We decided to do an all Murloc show. The problem is the Turkey Guild of America got pissed. So check it out.
I forget, are we supposed to be turkeys or Morlocks?
Morlocks, damn it.
World of Warcraft.
Oh. All right, so that was just a quick look at how the whole Murloc time went. Well, we're happy to announce that we have a pilot for show 101, which is a big change for us. It was actually suggested by Obsidian. He would like to add a little class to the show, of course. He's always shooting for that, you know, with words like clitoris and vagina. But he decided...
You know me, I'm a classy guy.
You are a classy guy. He decided to throw in, you know, make us a musical. And I'm not so sure how this turned out. But you be the judge, oh, listening public. Here it is.
I was just thinking about Temple of Doom. Have you seen that film, Brian?
Doom, doom, doom.
Yes, I have.
Hey, Scott! Hey, Scott! Hey, Scott! Hey, Scott! Hey, Scott!
The Colombian is interrupting me again.
Hey, Scott!
Kill the rabbit! Kill the rabbit! Kill the rabbit!
Wait!
Kill the rabbit!
Bring back to us!
Bring back the Shankara stone.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
No time for love, Dr. Jones.
Rock me, Dr. Jones. Oh, boy. All right. Well, there you have it, folks. Look to the future. Yes.
If anybody is still listening to the podcast after that, you truly are a fan.
I know, dude. You really are diehards. Thanks for sticking with us through that thing that's going to haunt us through our old age, dude. Musical. Holy
crap. So it's haunting you right now.
Oh. Well, as usual, we like to save the worst for last, and that was it. So hopefully you enjoyed that look back and that look forward at the history and the future history of Extra Life Radio. We, of course, are moving onward and upward. Let's see. Oh, you know what is else? What else is really cool about the show? This feels like such a clip show, don't you think?
Yeah, well,
this is like, you know, it's like the end of Cheers or something. It's like, oh, yeah. Let's look back when Woody smacked What's-Her-Face in the butt. Anyway.
Let's look back when Woody got strung out on whiteout and beat the crap out of the old man bartender.
It's a hidden episode we've never shown. One of the things that we love about the show, and people often compare it to, they say the show is like dinner and the mashup at the end is like dessert. And the mashup is done by our very own Sebastian. I shouldn't say he's our very own, but he's certainly...
We keep him locked.
He belongs to Scott.
He's locked in the crawl space underneath the stairs.
He is certainly able to do anything he wants and pleases without us interfering. But, however, he does these great mashups, and behind my back, he worked with Scott Fletcher, the sultry voice of podcasting everywhere.
The jerk
to create some special mashups just for this show, and we're going to play them throughout, and I think these are excellent. So let's listen to this one. This is really kind of a general look back of some of our weirder moments and some of the stranger things that were said. Lend your ear, won't you?
And now for some of Extra Life's most memorable moments.
Mr. Johnson, we need to do rectal.
I'm Stan Lee, and I can't even get a friggin' hot dog.
Do you have a list on your desk of all the people you want to offend?
Pirates versus ninjas versus clowns versus mimes. Dalsim and Zangief make out in this edition of Super Alpha Fighter Monkey Ball Nutbag.
Basically, all you'd get was crappy fighting and boobs.
Mr. X, do I finally cross the final frontier? And then he clicks it, and it comes up, and it says, "The mayor built a swimming pool in the basement of the something or other. There's no emoticon for what I'm feeling."
Oh, Lord, you people. It was Billy Zane.
There is no way that Colonel O'Neill would be a good MacGyver.
Who cut a hole in the bottom of the popcorn?
Yeah, keep going.
Am I hearing a radio?
Yeah, what is that?
Oh, sorry, I'm playing my PSP. I've told everyone before, it's bamboo and cat hair. That's all I've got down there.
The internet is wrong. My memory is not flawed.
Hey there, podcasting, hosting, gay phone, loving, slave driving, poop fetish man.
Oh, that's great.
And company.
The person sitting next to you might be a Muppet.
Yeah.
Take precautions.
Lowe's. Cabot's Lowe's. Lowe's.
Andrew is a poopy head.
Spike said, damn it. It was damn it, I say.
I still have nightmares of Scott saying, "Well, is she a monkey?"
I think we have an X cube.
Today on Extra Life, Scott loses geek cred.
So I am, That was awesome. Thanks. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Awesome, 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 awesome.
All right. Thank you for that little segment there, Sebastian. That, of course, is a collection of strange things we've said. Oh, but that ain't nothing, dude.
I forgot about a lot of those. Those were great.
Wait till you hear some of these others he did. Holy freaking crap. I don't remember saying any of it.
There's I was totally on drugs, man.
Obsidian will be glad to know there's an entire mashup that's all his Spanish from the show.
It's, oh, wow. It's okay. Sebastian sits outside our houses with parabolic mics.
Well, while we are thinking about it, we have a segment on the show called How Are the Graphics? We're not going to do that this week, but we had a fan send something in that's haunting and strangely mortifying. I don't even know how he accomplished this.
Scott taking a bath.
But this is, speaking of LSD and tripping, dude, this guy's too whole. Listen to this.
How are the graphics? You like the graphics?
And that pretty much just goes on for an eternity. But it's really weird. So, yeah.
That redefines trippy, huh?
Yeah, it does. It defines it, then redefines it, then tears it down and defines it again. Speaking of redefining a genre, have you guys seen... Oh, my gosh. I downloaded the demo of that Dead Rising game for the 360. The George Romero signed off on zombie game. It's a freaking blast. It's the most open-ended fun thing I've had my hands on in months.
Sweet.
Does that count that when you're in the bathroom?
No, it's
that's not open-ended.
Listen to this, though. That's nasty. This is how it works. You're in this huge mall, and there's, like, zombies everywhere. And I'm not kidding. They're for miles. As far as you can see, they're zombies. And they're all just, some of them are just kind of walking around, bouncing
just
into each other.
See those zombies, son?
Yes, Dad.
Those zombies are yours, son, as far as the eye can see.
I'm telling you, the best part of this thing is you can pick up anything, just about anything, and kill zombies with it. So if you want to use,
shoe?
You can use a shoe. You can use a park bench. I've used a shoe.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You can use
pick
a coat
up
hanger.
Dust and choke a zombie with it.
No, but you can throw. You can throw jewelry at them. I had a whole handful of pearls from the jewelry
is
store.
Jewelry dust. Did I ask about jewelry? No, I did not. Man. I asked it's about
a,
dust.
It's a mall,
so
dude.
So what do they do with the jewelry when you throw it on them?
They
put
fall
it on
back, and it's a way to keep them from getting on you. You don't kill them with the jewelry. But it keeps them from rushing you, the ones that are rushing you. The best one by far.
Russian zombies.
The katana was really fun, but I have to say, probably
sweet.
The funnest.
Oh, did you use a die katana when you attacked them?
My favorite one so far is I picked up over my head a giant stuffed bear from the kids' toy store in the mall.
Oh, cool.
It didn't do jack crap, it just bounced him around.
What'd you think it was going to do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Hit by a giant stuffed bear?
The only way a stuffed bear would hurt a bunch of zombies is if you packed that baby with C4 and then threw it at them.
I wouldn't be surprised if we run into that. But in this game, you're using everything.
But I'm totally disappointed. I mean, you totally didn't. It's not as open-ended as you said it was.
Sure it is.
I mean, can you peel paint from the wall and make it into a little bit of powder and you know, make the zombies breathe it so they get some lung disease?
In the full game, not in the demo. Just in the full game.
Oh, look at that. They're not dead now, but just wait 10 or 15 years.
Oh, brother. Well, with that thought, let's listen.
They're getting asbestos poisoning.
Let's listen to one more look back on the show. I can't even remember which one this is, but it's another fine mashup from Sebastian. Here it is.
It's time to learn Spanish with Obsidian.
Hola, Scott. ¿Cómo estás? Saludos a todos los fans de Commission the iHookie.
Nintendo Gringo Capitalistic. Este es Obsidian, y usted está escuchando Madres Maníacas.
Domingo, 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 domingo.
Sergio Vallejo López Regilio Hector González.
Shut up, gringo.
El pipí de fuego.
Profesor Javier. El Nintendo Nosotros. Éxito.
In English, it's clitoris. Oh. In Spanish, it's clitoris.
Mi pipi siempre está fuego.
Oh, man.
What was that last one? How do you say that? El pipi des fuentes.
Mi pipi siempre está fuego.
Now, I can't remember what that is. Remind us.
Well, it means that my little partner down there is always on fire.
Oh, my
gosh. You know, just as a gift to you, because it was show 100, Scott, I decided not to say penis.
Oh.
Oh,
Dude, I'm going to have to come in and bleep all of that for the PG-13.
Crap. Wait a minute. You actually have to blip out penis?
Okay.
No, but other ones.
Yeah, the
besides, C-word, I think it's just a guy named Robert.
Richard, actually.
No, it's
good,
Richard.
Yeah, good job.
It's Richard? Okay. Who cares?
Ricardo.
Robert is Bob.
Yeah.
Or Robbie, or Rob with two B's.
Yes. Hey, by the way.
No, entirely too much shaking of names.
Comedy Forecast, C-O-M-E-D-Y, the number 4, cast.com, is a great podcast that comes to us from Clinton, who's part of the Tripod Network, but before that was a good friend of the show anyway. He has sent us something that cracked me up.
Not anymore?
He cracked me up wildly. And I appreciate
wildly.
Okay,
cracked you up wildly. What is that?
Yeah.
Scott starts laughing.
Yeah, next time he's
going to
say he's killing him softly or something.
I don't even know what I'm doing. I don't know what I'm saying.
He's going to start flailing when he laughs.
I don't know who I am. I don't know where I am. It's all seriously. I'm starting to get I'm coming down with the old timers. So here's this little bit from Clinton. And Clinton, thank you much because this is great stuff. Check it out.
Hi, this is Clinton from Comedy Forecast. A lot of people are wondering, what's the big deal with 100 episodes of Extra Life? Well, if you've been listening from the very beginning, like me, you're in for a treat. By listening to all 100 episodes, you actually get an Extra Life. And I don't mean like a video game or something metaphysical. Nope, I mean an actual Extra Life. And here he is, Dingleberry Von Poopy Del Fuego. Hey, Dingleberry.
Lowe's!
Okay. I wanted to ask
Dean
you...
Dean Cain, Ronnie Cox, Mario Van Peebles.
I'm not sure I understand.
Whatever happened to the other guy?
Well, I think that...
Confused. Too many people named Brian.
Calm down, Dingleberry.
Internet stinks in Florida. No time for love, Dr. Jones. Ninjas. Cabbage. You buy now. What you doing, eh? Crap line. Beef line. End of line.
Fear the cat.
For the horde.
How are the graphics?
I have seen Star Trek and I like it.
VG cats.
Big ratings.
Let's watch
Future Sport.
That's it. I'm shutting you down.
Weep boop.
Okay, so maybe it isn't the greatest treat out there, but it sure as heck beats the cloak of karaoke I got for listening to 10 episodes of The Instance. The damn thing was dry clean only, for crying out loud. Anyway, happy 100th episode to Scott, Andrew, Brian, and Obsidian. Here's to the next, 37 episodes or so. I mean, how long can this thing last, right? Bye-bye.
That is awesome.
That was great.
He is the man. Thanks, Clinton, so much for that. That's Bill Clinton, everyone. Ex-president Bill Clinton. I did not have relations with the Colombian. Okay, now, we have more. There is more even yet. We're trying to get through all this stuff because Obsidian actually has to leave a little early tonight.
Yes,
so
I do.
We're trying to cram
in. It's his bedtime.
We're cramming in everything we can. Here is another look back from Sebastian. Oh, this is a good one.
ELR. Just add singing.
On the hill one day he had the thing and the deal and the stuff, whatever.
Here I go again on my own.
Going
down the only road I've ever
known. Oh, God,
like
please.
A drifter, I was born to walk alone.
Now.
I want a Nintendo DS for Christmas. Only a Nintendo DS will do. Don't want a Game Boy or Dinky Wonder Swan. I want a Nintendo DS for me to play upon.
Oh, Scotty boy, my pipes are bleeding.
I got me a Chrysler. It seats about 20!
Me and spaghetti.
Best friends forever.
My milkshake
brings all the boys to the yard.
Funny,
they're
like,
it's better than yours.
It's better than yours.
Oh, the minute Scott...
I will teach you, but I have to charge.
The minute...
A Colombian boy on a Saturday night, looking for a flick of the night. In the real-time world, no one sees him at all. They all say he's crazy.
It's like Obsidian correcting English today. Oh man, that's painful.
It was painful.
We still continue to sing.
I think I blew out an O-ring on that one.
Yeah, that's what inspired us, of course, to do the future new format of musical only. Was all of that, of course. On the Hill One Day, I don't even know what that rap was about. No. I was losing.
Please,
it.
No.
Now,
please, I have to stop. Try to sleep tonight.
I have mentioned a very, very special friend of the program. That is Len and Nora from Jawbone Radio. And they've got a great little couple cast, but Len is a big stinking nerd, just like the rest of us. He's been on the show a few times, always a great contributor, calls in all the time.
He's down with the clown.
He's a good egg, really. If you just want to get right down to it, he's a real good egg. So we're going to listen to what he has to say. And this was great. Him and Nora sent us a little bit of a tribute. And this ranks right up there with what Clinton did. Great stuff. Check it out.
Hi, this is Len from Jawbone Radio. Just want to congratulate Andrew, Scott, Obsidian, and Brian on 100 shows. My favorite memory of ELR is when all five of us would get dressed up in really cool red and blue and green overalls. We would go jumping, and we would go down these tubes, and we would throw these Koopa shells at one another, fireballs, and I would be jumping over, trying to avoid these these ridiculous flaming barrels.
And you know, this is Nora, and I also have my own congratulations to everybody over there at Extra Life Radio.
A cup of mead, and we would fight werewolves, otherwise known as lichens. I especially liked it when Scott used to get dressed up as a ghost. And I would get dressed up in this huge.
I know you guys work pretty hard and have a lot of interesting things to say on a whole range of important, timely topics.
These buttons we would have to push. They're all wireless, and you know there'd be a Y button that would lead me back.
And Scott, I'm glad you could squeeze this in, especially with all the cooking shows and the Uno games and Xboxes and all kinds of things. So congratulations on 100 shows. And just know that your legacy reaches out farther than maybe you've known. You've had a profound effect on everybody, particularly on my husband. I owe it all to you.
Scott Fletcher.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Fletcher.
Nora, once again.
That's awesome.
Yeah, once again, Nora shows herself as the one with the brains in the family. And, you know, she's got things going on. She's awesome. And thanks, Len. Thanks, Nora. Great stuff as always. Let's look back again. At some previous clips from Extra Life Radio. Boy, this is just this is a rapid fire freaking clip show.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
I wet myself.
My milkshake brings the boys to the yard.
And they're like, oh, sorry. You're supposed to press your man boobs together when you sing that song.
Oh, sick. All right, wait till you hear how Rico, after I play this bit, how Rico offends retards everywhere. It's going to be good times. Check this out.
The things they say on ELR.
Hurry up, everyone. Dick Clark's balls are dropping.
Like he said last week, I have a tendency to run out in my underwear every once in a while.
Ejaculation. My groin hurts like a mother.
Do you really think you're big enough to fill Brian's hole?
Don't forget about the constipated.
And I wanted to just come check out Scott's equipment.
Pull that one out of your butt. A little pee-pee came out of your fuego or whatever. What did you do? Did you just milk yourself and wish you were dead or what?
Yeah, that's pretty much what I did.
If you were a uterus, Murder, She Wrote in her thong. Come gain nutrition and suckle at my teat. All right, honey, will you grab me since you're in the room? It's like licking a Mexican. Can one of the quests in the game be me stabbing Amanda Tapping in the face?
I wonder how much my head weighs. It looks big.
Come here, Hector the cow. I will drink from your teat. There's nothing like the springy fresh breath you get from dog butt. All right, everybody, show me your wieners. Is that the one they had on HBO where they showed boobies? Picard would walk around with camel toe half the show. Did I ever tell you the story about when I pooped in the tub when I was 5? Stick a pen in my ear and just end my pain. Oh, man. You know, honestly, that was one of those clips where I went, I don't remember saying any of that crap.
I remember telling people I pooped in the tub. What's up?
Yeah, and that was recent, I guess, so I don't know.
Yeah, it was.
I'm
still scarred.
I don't remember anything.
Yeah, you recently pooped in the tub.
It's still floating in there now, dude. It's amazingly buoyant. Hey, by the way, that reminds me.
Then.
Speaking of buoyant poo, I hate to get all poopy on everybody, but we want to give a special shout out to Mikar. Who animated up that same sound clip that we had that other animator do, and he kind of had his own take on it. He did the whole full clip, and it is excellent and funny as freaking crap.
Great timing.
Yes. Yeah. His comic timing is unbelievable. The kids at the pool part had me in stitches.
Everything was like like, even when you animated, when you're, like, talking about, oh, it happened so many months ago, your eyes are moving around like you're thinking.
Yeah, and I like your evil eyebrow he kept putting on you. That was awesome, how your eyebrow would come down and up and down. Yeah, that was great. And when Brian popped up in the bathroom, anyway, if you haven't seen this yet, you guys need to go to the site and check it out. It'll be with this same post, so hopefully you'll see it. But it's a great animation by Mikar. He is the man. We owe him big. We hope to see more from him soon. Now let's listen to Rico offend retards everywhere. In a very science fiction way. But anyway, here it is.
Prepare yourselves, retard.
Hello, Extra Life Radio. This is Eddie. And I want to tell Andrew that it's not very funny for him to make fun of people like us.
Eddie, what are you doing? Stop that. Stop what you're doing right now. That's not very nice to call and tell them. Especially tonight with Big Show 100 for them. Oh, I'm sorry about that, guys. This is Rico, and I'm sure Eddie and I would both like to wish everyone at Extra Life Radio a big, happy 100th episode. Thanks for all the fun, guys. Now, Eddie, get back in the basement. Get going.
Oh, you know what, dude? That seriously, was horrible. I did not expect that out of Rico.
I'd like to apologize.
I just can't believe it. Rico's one of the most nicely natured, sort of kind-hearted human beings I've ever met in my life. I never really met him, but I mean,
was he doing that?
Yeah, but you know, that's what a lot of Star Trek can do to you.
Yeah.
That's a good point. So that's your reason not to watch Star Trek, or what?
That's funny that he did that, because I completely slipped my mind to call the line and do Steve.
I should have done Slow Steve. What
I completely forgot about Slow Steve.
Well, all right. Here's
Slow
another.
Steve.
That's the character.
I didn't remember that his complete name was Slow Steve.
It's Slow Steve. Don't make me be fun of me. I like listening to the show.
And Slow Steve. All right.
I'm gonna go get soda now.
All right. Another collection from Sebastian. Check this one out.
Welcome to the Impersonations Podcast.
Hello. Is this the party line? Because I'm here to party.
Put the lotion on the skin. Seriously, I just love that show. William Shatner, show us your badge.
Extra Life Radio has been around for a long time.
Hello, Dergio. My name is Dergio Fellatio. I find myself sexually attracted to Spock.
I'm selling comic books on the playground for 5 cents.
Bring back the Shankara stones.
Now let's go over to Obsidian. Obsidian, what is your choice?
How you doing? I'm Optimus Prime.
Yeah, way to go, Savage. Meh. Murgatroyd, get over here.
There's a great...
I don't like making fun of people like me. That's not funny.
I pity the fool who make me fly in plane.
You can smell what the rook is cooking.
Hey, do you want a croissant?
Stop making fun of me.
Oh, now we'll turn to Obsidian, who's got a one-armed donkey who can play ping pong.
Oh, these are hurting my face. My face hurts. It's totally hurting my face. What can I say? Great stuff as always. And now, we apparently, somebody south of you, Obsidian, was inspired by our show to start their own. And I think we talked about them on the show before, but they actually give a nice little shout out to you on this little clip. The best part of it is they refer to Mark, who was the other guy for a long time. They refer to him as Mike, which cracks me up.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so listen to this.
That is hilarious.
See you on the other side.
Here, the people of RadioLevelUp.com saying congratulations to the podcast of Extra Life Radio.
To Scott Johnson, our example, mentor, messiah, and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
To Andrew, the geek that always gets stomped.
To Brian, the voice of reason from South USA.
To Mark, the other guy that is no more.
And to Obsidian, our drug dealer from the north. Yes, the North, from the country of You Are Gay,
Uruguay,
we dedicate this Looking for Sexual Mate ritual song.
My Extra Life,
we salute you.
And the programs,
this will be
from Level Up.
We wanna wish you
a happy many programs, Motor B.
Oh my gosh, that's so bad.
That's awesome.
I love it. I love it. Thank you to the guys at Level Up Radio, working currently south of Colombia. Which is, holy crap.
Yeah. Where'd they get their cheap spot from?
You know what it's all about?
Wonder.
It's all about perspective. Technically, Canada and America, or North America, USA, we're technically south of you as well, if you're going that way.
You know
oh,
I mean?
Geez.
No, it's true.
Here we go.
It's all about your perspective.
Got anything else to say, Scott?
Yeah, okay. Okay, Superman, why don't you just fly around the planet and get it, like, lined back up again?
Only if it means
Stop
I can...
Stop trying to pass geography.
Dude, only if it
with
means...
With your theory.
Only if it means I can get Margot Kidder out of the car and back to life. If I can do that, it's worth it.
Why would you want to do that?
Good question. Christopher Reeves, you dumbass. All right. Let's listen to... This. Oh, yeah. Here's another one of these. Check it out.
Hosts Gone Wild.
We need to talk about what?
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Let's get on with it.
Yeah.
I'm an American. I have short attention span. Let's do this thing.
Especially for what Obsidian's been doing with his commish-a-thon along-a-dong. I'm not fat.
Oh, no,
give me another taco. It'll be an East Coast, West Coast thing. Yo, gee, skizzy hizzy.
Ba weep, grana weep, ninny ba. And there was this, you know, Superman flew out, and he had a unicorn with him, and the unicorn had, like, I have the power. You know what? Why don't you just come over to my house? I'll lay down, and you can whiz on me.
Hey, Scott, I asked that everyone keep their pants on.
Data's going to flip out again, and then the next episode, we're going to travel through time, and then Data's going to flip out again and laugh a lot,
yeah.
And then we're going to travel through time.
Excuse me. But I'm a damn monkey. Yo, 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 G. What up, Frank Money? G, funky fresh tip on the skeezer whip.
You have plus one to sporting in the future.
I found the doorknobs. Ding! I've leveled up. I can now apply points to my fancy screws for the the freaking power outlets. You can't hurt me. I'm bulletproof, fireproof, and my skin cannot be pierced by any blade known to man. Ha, 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 ha. Okay, that was an interesting selection. Interesting grouping there. But before we go too much further, let's bring in the seventh clip of all, because after this, we're just going to do one quick stump Andrew, and we're going to do a movie of the week, because what I'm trying to do is cram this all in before Obsidian has to go, because he's as big a part of the show as anything. We ran a poll once about who the most popular person on
the
show
is. Well, actually, I am the smallest guy on the show. You know, you're big and fat.
Yeah. You're not that small, are you? How small are you?
I am 5'4".
You're supposed to say muy pequeño.
Remember, he eats the vegetable, so he's light. So he can do his martial arts. He's a ninja.
He is a ninja. He's a ninja in the making.
You can keep him in your pocket.
Well, here
yeah, you remember that movie, American Ninja?
Yes.
Oh.
I'm Colombian Ninja.
Si. Esta El Bucci. Okay, here
so
is...
So you had to reference that with American Ninja? Did you didn't think we would get it?
No,
yeah, I know.
We wouldn't get
Thanks.
It. We're a little slow that way. Listen to segment number 7, and then on the other side of that, I think we may want to bring Sebastian in for a minute and just say hi. Oh, that'd be fun. So here comes this bit.
Hosts Gone Wild Part 2.
Don't eat the yellow snow, and watch out where the huskies go.
Yeah, thank you.
Dirty jalopy, monkey cheese. My gosh, what the hell is wrong with me?
You got a rash from a guy and we've been teasing Mark?
Flatulent, hemorrhaging, spleen. Autosome.
I may look like a girl, but I'm not. I'm a cyborg.
Duran Duran. Hotcakes. Penis.
Back to the Future, Brokeback Sport.
Yeah, but when it comes to blood in my underwear, I want to know how it got there.
I like the graphics.
That's great. Someone help me burn that image from my brain. Why don't they just send a hippie to my house and have him smoke weed in the yard?
Yeah. Survey says, ding!
Ding. Andrew for the win. All right. That is officially the final mashup, and excellent work, Sebastian, as always. Andrew, see if you can bring him in. While he does that, I have a Stump Andrew question, and I'm going to play it. This is from Moomin Biscuit, who is in the audience right now. And this is actually a pretty good deal. So here, where is it now? I've lost it. Okay, just a minute there. All righty. That's okay. That's freaking great. I've lost it. Okay, here it is right here. Stump Andrew
from
Moomin Biscuit. Live to Hard Drive. Here we go.
Hey, guys. Moomin Biscuit here with a Stump Andrew question. Stuart Copeland, as you all should know, composed all the music used in the excellently brilliant Dean Cain film, Future Sport. He is also a founding member of the band The Police. They're old, so Scott should probably remember them. Anyway, what platform game series, originally for the PlayStation 1, has he created all the music for?
Okay, it's the guy who was in The Police, who did scored all the music for Future Sport. What PS1 game did he score? What series of platforming games for the PS1 did he score?
Is it... You mean Sting?
No, it isn't Sting. It's the other dude.
It's not the people. Sting. Wait, it's the people no one cares about in the police. That's he should have clarified.
Oh,
that.
Those
two goober heads.
The guys no one gives a what crap about. Stuart Copeland, that one.
That's the guy. Did what you get it on Google yet?
Wow.
No, I got the
on IMDb. Come on, Andrew. You can do faster than that. Go on.
No, I'm on the camera, so they can't see. I'm not typing nothing. But
I'm impressed
no,
that he knows all the police.
Do you have a guess?
I didn't know he did. I didn't know he did a game.
Do you have a guess?
Wait a minute. What's the name of the game? Because watch it be a game no one on the face of Earth has even played.
Let's find out. Here it is.
It's
here
like Daikatana.
Here's the answer from Moomin Biscuit.
Rock.
Did you get it? Hopefully, you would have guessed that the correct answer is indeed the Spyro the Dragon series.
Spyro the Dragon.
Oh, Spyro. I've never even played one of those.
Don't you remember that part when he gets up next to the boss and the boss starts going, don't stand, don't stand, don't stand so close to me? Remember that?
Scott, you know what?
That's
right away to celebrate show 100, and I suppose I should be leaving now because, you know,
oh, that's terrible. Oh. All right,
it
fair
is
enough.
For relief.
All right. Is he really leaving? Is he out? Are you going?
Well, I would say goodbye before I leave.
All right, do that.
Because I'm educated. And I suppose that show 100 is a good moment to tell everybody that Scott is rude that way. He normally, when you know, okay, everybody, here it is. At show 100, let's just blow the lid. When the shows are over, we normally end up talking for a while. And what Scott does is he sits there and listens to us talk.
Yeah.
So we're really into the conversation, and then he just hangs up on everybody.
All right, I admit
he
it.
He does it.
It's true,
and
I admit it.
He enjoys it.
That's right. There's not room enough in this town for both of us. Okay, where's Sebastian's
Sebastian is here in the room with us.
Sebastian, hello.
Hey, the bathtub.
How's it going, you hippie long hair freaking European type?
It's going good at 5 a.m. in the morning.
Yes, it's very early. We had to have you on because we had to say a special thanks from us as the ELR crew for all your fine work on the mashups, and we hope it continues for all 37 of the rest of our episodes we ever do. I assume you're willing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Obviously, if you're willing to say stupid things, then I'm willing to put them together.
Oh, great. Then you're going to have a ton of stuff to do now.
Yep.
All right. Get a damn haircut. Just kidding. All right. Let's. You don't mind hanging out with us while we do our crappy movie of the week, do you?
By the way, Sebastian, here's something for your mashup. Butt cheek.
Say it in Spanish. It's funnier.
Butt cheek's always funnier in Spanish.
There's really not a Spanish word for butt cheek.
What do you guys call
them?
You'll
have no way to point at your butt and go, this itches?
No. Okay, you see, there are many ways to say butt in Spanish. You can say a very educated nalga, or you can say the very rude culo.
Wait a minute, nagas? So that means all those fish guys in WoW are all butt cheeks.
That's right. Yeah. Attack of the Naga.
Well, not butt cheeks. That's like the whole butt. cheek is said cachete.
Cachete.
So if you say, cachete.
Well, now
so
I'm pissed.
Say,
let's
now
say
I'm
it
pissed.
All together now.
No, hold on.
Cachete
I'm pissed.
Cachete la nalga. You're saying, what?
I'm pissed because I went to a Mexican restaurant, this little homebrew one the other day, and they fed me cachete tacos, dude. So I ate butt cheek tacos.
No. Remember, I told you cachete is just cheek.
Oh, all right.
So basically, they were just feeding the fat man, you know? They were just
feeding
you because you're a cheeky fat
tacos.
Did they have enough in stock to feed you, Scott?
Well, they said it was... Yeah, I'm really that big. No, they said it was beef cheek, like the cheek of a cow's head.
Oh, so you were eating cow ass.
Yeah. I didn't even know cows had cheeks.
I wanted to hurl.
Sure they do. You ever went to little fields and grabbed their little cheeks and went, you're a little cow.
All right, so let's
just
listen. Sebastian, you stay in here with us. We're going to do our crappy movie of the week.
It's time for Extra Life Radio's Crappy Movie of the Week.
The movie is called, I can't find it, The War in Space from 1977. It doesn't even matter what this is about.
Or on land.
Yes, and Andrew's going to find a little bit about it, but before we do that, let's play a clip. These clips aren't even all that really funny so much. I just think it's great sci-fi dialogue in the cheesiest way possible. So it's worth playing here. So here's clip number one.
This is United Nations Space Bureau Japan branch. We're calling Space Station Terra. Come in, Space Station Terra.
Okay, there was clip number one, and now we get to hear the worst clip of the day, which is Obsidian saying goodbye. Hello?
Well, it's not exactly the worst clip of the day.
Yeah, but it sucks that you have to go. But we understand he's got a hot date.
Come on, there's like 5 minutes left in the podcast.
Pedro, yeah, Pedro, look, Pedro waits for no man. So you go ahead and...
Okay, are we doing the podcast on Tuesday?
No, I'm out of town.
This is the podcast for Tuesday,
this is
right?
The podcast for Tuesday, yes.
Oh, so but isn't today Sunday?
Yes, it is. Well,
no, it's Tuesday.
No, it's Tuesday.
Great. Now I'm mixed up. You just ruined my week.
We are bumping this Tuesday show. We're recording now because I'm out of town Tuesday, so this is this coming week's show. And so we will not be recording
until
the following Tuesday.
So you just ruined the whole week. So you're telling me tomorrow's not Wednesday?
No.
Tomorrow is
next Saturday.
Yeah, tomorrow's next Friday. See, we use the Aztec calendar here in the United States.
Okay, so on the 100th show, and to say goodbye, I just have to say, okay, Andrew, you're pretty cool.
hey, I actually remember. I actually am probably the only one that visits your site.
Yeah.
That is true. So you're very cool.
Okay.
And let's not forget that in the dinner of Extra Life, I'm mac and cheese, Andrew's liver, Brian. Thanks, man. Yeah. You're my brother.
You're welcome.
You're my man.
Love you, man.
Scott, thank you for ruining my life.
Oh, man. Everyone gets a heartfelt but me. I just get a swift kick up the groin. Up the poop chute.
Up the groin.
Okay, yeah. But, Scott, thank you for ruining my life.
You're welcome.
Well, at least you helped me build character.
There you go.
And that's actually a good way to promote the Extra Life Radio podcast. It builds character.
It does something. It builds gas.
And well, Sebastian, now that you're here, thank you for all the mashups. Everybody that's listening to the podcast, thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Gracias, gente de vida extra. Buenas noches.
Buenas noches.
Pucha esta aquí, and enjoy your viewing of Temple of Doom.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
Is it porn?
Oh, Pirates of the Caribbean. He's getting the 40s one with freaking Lon Chaney or somebody. Anyway, okay. All right, enjoy that.
They
have
just
fun.
Have the one Bye. Pirate over there. It's just Pirate of the Caribbean.
No, it's like one pirate in like a rubber raft.
Nice.
Okay, oh, out.
Okay, bye. All right, clip number two from the war in space. We'll just keep jumping around here. Here it is.
A defense countermeasure headquarters has been established with Supreme Commander Oishi at its head. His conclusions are that the enemy bases are on Venus. He has requested Dr. Takigawa to complete Gotham as soon as possible.
Dude, what the crap is that guy even freaking talking about?
The basic premise of the movie is Earth is attacked by an alien spacecraft from Venus, but a Japanese scientist has constructed a spacecraft called the Goten, which will save humanity.
Is he a Japanese science ninja?
No.
It could be.
Science ninja?
I'm going no on that.
Gotcha, man.
And the effects were done by the Toho Company, which made all the Godzilla movies.
Oh, very nice. The Toho Company?
That's the Toho?
Yeah, that's good time.
That's the company, T-O-H-O, that made all the Godzilla movies.
Oh. This seriously sounds like a steaming dump to me, this movie. All right, here is...
What's funny is there's a guy in the movie,
yeah.
And his title in the movie is he is called the Defense Countermeasure Supreme Commander Oishi. That's his whole title.
Yes. Wow.
Very nice. Okay, moving on. Last clip.
Skipper, it seems strange. Electric waves are calling us from Venus.
I'm pretty sure he said it seems
Shut
strange.
Shut up, Gilligan.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, is that...
No, little buddy. Hey, little buddy, no. But no, it seemed like he was saying something's coming from Venus. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah. Something's coming from your Venus.
I just hit the microphone hard. That hurt my head.
I don't want to know about Scott's Venus.
Yes, don't worry about it. Men are from Venus. Venus. I don't know. Okay, electric weird thing.
There's a burning discharge coming from Venus.
This is the last thing I'm going to play from a fan. It's just totally worth playing. However, those of you who wish to hear more, we have a ton of calls we're playing at the end of the show, so listen for those if you want to hang around for that. Here is this little weird thing.
Extra Life Radio News. Congratulations on 1 year of Extra Life.
Okay, it's actually not 1 year of Extra Life. We're well beyond that. But anyway, the thought that is what counts. So we appreciate the thought on that.
Was that Stephen Hawking?
It was.
Yeah, I know. That's DJ Hawking.
Hey, baby, come with me. I'll show you a good time. I hear he's quite a ladies man, actually. I've heard that. I don't know how, but anyway.
That's because he's got that mind scrambling machine.
He's got a giant brain.
He had some great stints on both The Simpsons and Futurama. I'll give him credit for that. That and some interesting theories about space and time. Anyway, that is about going to do it for the show. I have to say, and I'm not cutting you guys off yet, but I'm going to say this, and Obsidian had to go, but I mean this from the bottom of my something or other.
Your achy breaky heart?
My spleen. I believe, I mean this from the bottom of my spleen, this experience doing Extra Life Radio and 100 episodes so far is seriously one of the most fun, most exciting things I do and get to do every day. And there's really nothing that has compared to it. It is seriously one of the funnest things I've ever done in my life.
How does that make
Kim feel? Yeah, I know.
Oh, she feels...
Thanks.
There's your wife, you know, who has three of your children.
Oh, thanks for ruining my special moment. I had a little special moment there. No, I'm just teasing. But no, it's for real. It's the funnest thing ever. And I don't ever want to finish this thing. I don't ever want to be done with it. I hope it goes on forever, and I hope the fans don't say we jump the shark next week when we do 101 and they think we suck.
Well, wait a minute. Next week was the big plan for me and Brian to jet ski over Shark Tank.
The Shark Tank, yeah.
That's what the...
We were literally...
I'm driving, and he's on the skis, and it's going
to
be great.
Honestly,
and,
if you're going to jump the shark, you literally want to do that. That would be great.
Yeah, literally. And don't forget to wear your leather jacket with the Bahama shorts, because...
you're going, ay.
Like, and look at the show. Like, Lost is perfectly ready to jump the shark.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They could literally jump. They could jump a shark this year. Just have literally a shark to jump and have somebody go flying over it. Water skiing on the back of that boat or something. That would be great. And then if you want to get even weirder, if Battlestar Galactica, the new one, wants to jump the shark, they just need to introduce another ship called the Shark, and they need to have you know, like a Cylon jump it or something in slow, super slow-mo. That would be
Scott,
awesome.
Your joke now, you've taken a bus to a train, and that train took you to an airline, and that airline is, you're waiting to get on the airline.
Yeah.
You
still There's no even connection to Omaha.
Yeah,
okay?
It's like,
you're done.
You haven't even gotten close
and
to
I
the
had to,
joke.
It's
and
even
I had
worse
to,
than Andrew's snakes on the plane jokes.
And I had, I had to fill out paperwork on the way. Well, Brian, Andrew, do you guys have anything you want to say before we close it out?
Put Kim on.
I say hello to Kim. And I don't think it's fair how you strike your kids on camera.
Hold on, I'm taking your wish for serious. Here's Kim. Hold on. She's right here. Here, hon. Say hi to the folks. It's on.
Oh, put the headset on now or I'll hit you.
What is your problem?
Don't smack her. Don't smack her.
Say it again. Do it again.
Not yet. You're not hearing me.
Okay, well. You're on now.
Hi, guys.
Yeah.
Hello.
So Kim's on the show.
Hey, Kim.
So Kim, we were just talking about how this is one of the funnest things I've ever done in my life, and would you concur that this has been a good experience, or do you think I'm just a big loser now? Because
no, I think it's great.
Loser.
I think it's great.
She thinks it's great. Did you guys hear that?
The only reason she's saying that is because off camera you've got that stick in your hand that you've had in your hand all evening. So she's like, I don't want to get hit with that again.
Zella says we should adopt him, and I'm gonna say no. Wait, let me think about it. No, oh, no. Wait a minute. Wait. No.
But at least Zella
he does have snacks, so it is a good fit.
And he has a decent camera for a change. He's not in like red or green anymore. He's actually in color.
This is true. Very good.
So, I want to say something before we leave.
Say it.
I want to thank. I want to thank all of our fans who have stuck with us through 100 shows.
Yep.
Yep.
Without you guys, we would be nothing. We would just be a bunch of guys talking to ourselves. And,
without you guys, we probably would have been committed by now.
Yeah. Speaking of a steaming pile, we would definitely be resembling that. So, yeah, we no doubt. Brian, I concur 100%. The fans are where it's at. And
I concur.
Totally.
You guys rule.
Yeah, don't be using words you don't know, Scott.
And, I know it. I concur.
I concur, sir.
Like,
what does that mean?
Him?
I don't know.
Scott was watching like a medical show before he sat down to record tonight.
Yeah, that's very medical.
Yeah, it is. It's
concur,
like,
snap.
What should we do? Should we take his spleen out? I concur.
I concur.
I concur.
What does that
this
mean?
This house back on then?
I don't know. Andrew, you have any final thoughts?
The only final thought is I have no idea what I stepped in earlier today.
Oh, good.
And I've been trying to figure it out. It's I don't know.
Well, good luck with your quest. That's going to do it for us here at Extra Life Radio and Show 100. We hope to be here for another 100, and we hope you guys are here as well. As always, the show can be found and everything else to do with it at myextralife@gmail.com. You can send us an email at myextralife@gmail.com. Yeah, I screw that up on show 100. And you can always call
the
crap.
You better get that right now.
I know. What's wrong with me? You can also get a hold of us on the crap line.
That number is 206-203-CRAP, and we'd love to hear from you people. So you guys take it easy. Thanks again for contributing. Thanks everybody who threw stuff in. And we will... Oh, you know what I didn't do? Are you guys still there? We have to give away these gifts. Hold on a second.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. We sure didn't.
I'm such a
dummy.
We've got
$100 in gifts to give away.
The phone. The phone is going to lucky number... Hold on. I'm looking. Random name will be... Oh, my gosh. I picked the one. I cannot believe who I just picked.
Did you pick Seamus?
I swear this wasn't on purpose. I picked Seamus 22.
No way.
Seamus 22 is
now... He's the one who wanted it.
He is the owner of the Zytophone, Skype phone, DPH-001 model, and it rocks, and it's on its way, the limited edition, gold edition.
Congratulations.
Yes, that comes
from... Congratulations, Seamus.
Zytophone.com.
Stalking does pay off.
So what's Zella getting then?
Zella gets
Zella gets a swift punch in the gut.
He gets the double bird right here.
Can I do it?
Okay, hold on. Now we got the $50 gift certificate from youbuynow.com. And by the way, make sure you guys check them out. Even if you don't win, you can save 10% on your next order by using Extra Life as your code. The random winner of youbuynow.com will be... I need a stinking... What do you machuge it?
Michael J. Fox.
Brian.
Oh. Okay.
How unexpected. Thank you.
All right. You guys want to know who it is?
Yeah, that would be nice.
It's the person in the person in the room named Spencer. I wonder who that is.
Go, Spencer.
Spencer wins.
Woo-hoo! Spencer.
Spencer, congratulations. You now have $50 to spend at youbuynow.com. Oh, you're kidding. Seriously?
Yeah.
Oh, wicked. We like him. Way to go, Spence.
We're glad we didn't give away to a big jerk.
Now,
excellent.
Next week we have another giveaway coming up, so watch for that. And oh my gosh, I cannot believe I almost forgot all that. I'm turning those guys off again. That's going to do it, folks. Check it all out. Oh my gosh, making faces at the camera, honey. We love you guys. Take it easy. We'll see you next show at show number 101. Have a great week. Have a nice day. Kiss my butt. See you later.
Hey, Extra Life crew. Hey, this is Mike from Prover again. Hey, I was looking through the newspaper this morning, and I thought all you guys who didn't know might want to know that today, July 31st, is Dean Cain's birthday. He is now 40. See you guys later. Bye.
Hey, Scott. This is Rufus. I am a gay aging midget who loves PCs and uses a colostomy bag. So you can imagine the amount of jokes that have been made at my expense. And, well, I figured since it was your 100th episode, I'd just go ahead. And, oh, okay, I'm just going to say it. I forgive you. Just watch it in the next 100.
Hi, this is Seamus 22, and I'm here with my friend Richie M007.
You're listening to Extra Life Radio.
Best burp ever.
Hey, everybody up there at Extra Life. This is Jester here from Canada. Obsidian, I have a perfectly good reason why you should watch the original Star Trek. And without further ado, here it is. Obsidian, if you were to watch the original Star Trek, you could inevitably woo and then have implied relations with alien women vicariously through Captain Kirk, the one and only brilliant Shatner. Now, honestly, what could be better than that, eh? Come on, eh?
Okay, so we've got Stump Andrew, Ask the Colombian, got special poop fetish section. It's time for Brian's special segment. And here it is. Brian can do, and this will hold you for the next 3 years, 1,001 things you can do with kudzu. And I'll even give you the first one. Kudzu vines are excellent for weaving baskets. Okay, Brian, you got a whole week to come up with number two.
Will someone please explain why Pee Wee Herman, a children's show, is on the Adult Swim?
I am Keck. Bring me your Dean Cain. Fear the Keck. Extra Life Radio. Where else are they going to provide you with personalized catchphrases? Happy 100, guys.
If you guys ever get rid of Brian, I will personally make Q-Ball out of obsidian.
Kermit the Frog accepts your award.
Hey, this is Sean Bad from the forums. Regarding show 99, you guys were, or Scott was talking about possibly naming his new dog after the dog robot thingy from the original Battlestar Galactica. Okay, that thing was called a Daggett. That was like its species or whatever. But its name was actually Muffet. I know this because I actually named my first dog that. So, thought you might think it was interesting. Anyway, bye.
Hey, Scott. Two shows ago, you mentioned your favorite email. The one where the guy thought that there's no way that Richard Dean Anderson would make a good MacGyver. That was me. Happy 100 episodes.
Hey, this is Gandhi from the Ministry of Abnormality again. I'm calling to address two things. First off, Scott, seriously? Michiganite? That hurts. Secondly, I've always figured Scott was worried about the show being too inside baseball for new listeners. And since I'm a new listener, I kind of find it funny because not too much stuff is confusing. But I will ask the question that I'm going to let all the newer viewers want to know, I myself want to know. Who is Dean Cain and what the hell is Future Sport? Well, that's all I've got.
Hi, guys. This is Matt from DoubleDorkMeter.com, and I'm going to do a spin on your whole the graphics thing. I was standing in line to go see a Scanner Darkly, and there were these guys behind me, and they were talking about Superman. And except when they were talking about Superman, they were saying, dude, yeah, when I saw it, it's like, so how's the animation? I was like, the animation? What are they talking about? Are they talking about the movie I'm about to see, Scanner Darkly? No, they talked about, oh, no, when I was watching the beginning, when flying through the planets, yeah, it's just the animation was awesome. And then the guy asked about, well, what about the animation when he was, like, picking up the Daily Planet Globe thing? I'm like, oh, man, that's, no, I got to tell Scott and the guys about this. So keep up the good work, and good job on 100 shows. All right, bye.
Hey, guys, this is Sebastian, and I just heard that Samuel L. Jackson got signed to be on a sequel for Snakes on a Plane called Turtles on a Train. See ya.
Hi, this is Seamus22. I've called and talked twice before about this subject this week and battled senselessly through both recordings. The difference between those calls and this one is that I'm reading what I've written down, so I won't forget what I'm going to say. My favorite moments from Extra Life Radio have been when Obsidian said, well, that's life in Utah, when Scott had accidentally queued up the Tripod Network soundbite. Also, when Andrew was on the Obsidian-named Lag Roller Coaster in the Transformers show, when Obsidian was saying, one of the first Ask Obsidian segments, I will grasp your mind with the cruel grip of my knowledge. Of course, the classic ones, which are El Pipi del Fuego, and Wasn't He a Monkey? Wasn't He a Monkey? Wasn't He a Monkey? Wasn't He a Monkey in Mighty Joe Young? Of course, the Beat Back the Nazi Hold with War Bonds. And, let's see, there's the Wailing Cavern spun with Brian. That's always fun, you know. When you were talking about solid-state hard drive in video games versus discs, and there was a lag, of course, but Obsidian managed to overcome it when you were saying, well, I was always wondering when, you know, discs are going to go back to the future. And he meant to say cartridges, and Obsidian packed in there. When Obsidian was complaining about how Scott beeped that part of Whip It, and Obsidian was saying, oh, man, I can't believe you beeped that. That was really the song. And Scott was like, yeah, here, it's really a song. It's really a song. It's absolutely really the song. You're right. Let's go. Okay, really the song. Moving on. There was the other guy, Scott, Brian, Andrew, and the other guy. And finally, there was, where the crap is it? Okay, well, I could just say that my last choice would be whenever Scott is trying to look for something, he's like, where the crap is it? Or the printer ate my email, or anything like that. And this is the longest call in the history of the show, so it's probably not going to get played anyway. So, beep.
Hi, this is Linkage. I just wanted to tell you about the dream I had about the Transformers movie. Now, in the dream, I'm seeing an like early screening of the film, and it starts off with this red car that transforms, and it's describing how all the Transformers are like from the future, and they were supposed to be like built by people, which I guess was supposed to explain why they're able to transform into all these vehicles and stuff. And then I get to another part of my dream, and it's kind of weird. I'm driving an RV, apparently, in like a snow-covered road, and I'm stuck. And then when I look outside, I see this helicopter coming out, and it transforms into a robot. So now I'm in the movie somehow. And so then the helicopter transformer starts fighting Optimus Prime. And then in another part, I look up and I see, pretty much Soundwave, and he's a 30-foot tall speaker, like the one you plug a guitar into. And, after the end of the movie, I'm leaving, and it's kind of weird because I'm thinking about how, because I've seen an early screening, I'm going to call up the crap line and then talk to you guys and kind of say how I saw the movie early. I'm going to describe it a little bit and what I thought about it. So I actually thought about calling you guys in my dream, which I thought was kind of neat. Anyway, that was the dream I had, so I thought you might like to hear it. All right. Thanks. Bye.
Hey, guys. It's Chad from Podcast France. And the last episode, 99, you were talking about Minority Report, Philip K. Dick, and Brian was talking about the obviousness of it all and then the weird stuff that didn't make sense. That's probably because it was written in 1956. So all the things that have now become, I can't even think of the damn word, obvious things that's used over and over and over and over, cliches, he was writing it back before these were, in stone. So that's one thing to think about. Also, he was a schizophrenic drug addict on par with Wee Miss Burroughs. They had the same kind of habits, you might say. So that might be why it was real weird, and some of it seemed sort of cliche, because he was one of the originals doing it. And Scott, Monster House wasn't that impressive. I took my son, Evan, who's 3, and I told him beforehand that, Evan, I've heard this is really, really scary. And all throughout the movie, he goes, so when's it get to the scary part? So when's it get to the scary part? So it wasn't that scary. I guess we watch scarier movies than you guys do. And Shyamalama Bing Bong's new movie, Laid in the Water, was awesome. See ya.
Hey, guys. It's Brandon. I can't believe you mixed me up with a guy named Tim from Chicago. Close, Scott. Almost. So now Obsidian seems to think that I'm requiring him to, watch Star Trek to get a Wii, which wasn't what we agreed on. But anyway, just wanted to call you out on that. Way to listen to a call, noob. Bye.
Hey, guys. They're over at Extra Life Radio. This is Ink from Scotland, and I've just been listening to episode 84. I'm a bit of a new listener, just catching up and stuff. And I noticed the girl that phones in about halfway through, the English girl, not British. You Americans, you generalize her as British. She's English. I'm Scottish. I'm part of Britain. And, I don't like to be called English. As you said, bad teeth, everything. And I don't like that. I mean, if you're gonna, humiliate me and stuff, slag me off, might as well do it properly. Let's hear some accents. Let's hear some Scottish accents. Let's hear some skirt-wearing jokes. I don't care. Just, do it properly. Thank you for your time, guys. And hope I didn't, hit you too hard and everything. Anyway. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.
Hey, guys. Extra Life. I'm currently hearing your podcast, and I just wanted to make a quick correction. The voice that does Starscream is also the same voice that does Cobra Commander, and he died some years back. So you guys should know. Love the show. Can't wait to listen. Number 100. Bye.
I really enjoy your show, and I'm so glad it's 100.
Hey, mister. Your cat is on my fence. And if you don't come over and get your cat,
and it on my fence, I'm going to put a bucket over it. A bucket. So come over and get your cat, which is on my fence. Or the bucket will go on the cat. Yeah.
You're listening to the Tripod Network. What's on?